Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 855 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Cesar, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're hiring, you know, it could be difficult to figure out where to post your job to find the best candidates, but you know what? ZipRecruiter allows you to post to 100 plus job sites in just a single click. And this includes social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. It's all in one platform. It's called ZipRecruiter with an easy to use interface. No more juggling emails. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire them right on the dashboard there. And you can find the right person fast. So check this out. ZipRecruiter is giving you, the Ask Pat listener, a chance to use this for free. For free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat to try it for free. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Cesar.
Hi, Pat. My name is Cesar. I'm from Colombia, South America. And first of all, thank you for sharing all your information through the world. We really appreciate. And just to tell you that we've used some information that you share, we use that information in our community and to our audience. So we started, my partner and I started our podcast channel 1 year ago, and today we have 600,000 downloads and 3,000 email subscribers. So my first question is, in 600,000 downloads for you for 1 year, it is a good number? 3,000 email subscribers is a good number for that kind of downloads? And what specifically call to action? What specific call to actions do you recommend to convert listeners into email subscribers? Thank you very much, Pat, and have a nice journey. Bye bye.
Hey, Cesar, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. First of all, 600,000 downloads in a year, just man, amazing! I'm so stoked for that. I mean, that's a huge number. So be very proud of that. And then 3,000 email subscribers. I mean, still, that is a huge number. Now, it's not obviously 600,000 listeners. And of course, it's not 600,000 people listening to your show. It's many people listening probably to your shows multiple times because they're great. So wonderful job providing value to your audience there. Now, let's see if we can work on getting more of those listeners into your email list, because I'm pretty sure there are more than 3,000 listening to your show if you're getting those kinds of numbers. First of all, 3,000 is still a significant number. I want you to not discount that number. Even 300 is a significant amount. If you were to imagine all those people in a single room there to listen to you every single week or day, whatever, however often you come out with an episode, that really puts it into perspective, because remember, each of these downloads, each of these email subscribers are real people. So that's the first thing. Now, let's talk about call to actions. The number one way to do this, and this is something I'm currently implementing or about to implement on a much more aggressive basis. And it's not aggressive like it's going to annoy people. It's aggressive in terms of, okay, let's start putting some work and effort into getting email subscribers. This is something I learned from amyporterfield.com. She does this very often. Probably won't do it as often as her because it does take a little bit of work. But of course, great things come with great work that you do. So this is what Amy does. For many of her episodes, she creates a freebie or giveaway, which you can offer in exchange for an email address. And by far, it's the number one easiest thing to offer because the call to action is simple. You're adding more value to that particular episode. So she creates unique freebies or lead magnets, if you want to call them that, for most of her episodes, unique ones for individual episodes. So she might have an episode on Facebook advertising tips, right? And then she'll offer a giveaway, which can be a quick start guide on how to set up your ad account or something like that. Or checklists are great too, or just outlines of all the information you're sharing, especially if it's sort of a top 10 kind of list kind of post or podcast episode. So the call to action would be go to this landing page. Here is a quick way to get there. So give them a nice URL using something like PrettyLink or another link that you're forwarding through to get to that landing page, which you can set up on something like Lead Pages very simply. And what she does is she has a master template where for each of her lead magnets, she simply swaps out the image and swaps out a little bit of the text, and it becomes a unique landing page for that unique giveaway. And she drives traffic for each of those episodes to their respective freebie. And it is by far helping her, and it has helped me when I've done it in the past. And I'm just putting systems into place right now to make it even easier to do using some of the strategies I just mentioned. So that's what I would focus on. I wouldn't even mention anything else right now or focus on anything else. That will give you the most bang for your buck, and then you can take it from there. So Cesar, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. I also want to mention that, hey, for those of you who are looking to start your podcast and hopefully get to the level that Cesar is at, I have a program for you. It's not out yet, but it's coming out in a few months. If you want to check it out, it's called poweruppodcasting.com. You can check it out there. And it's for those of you who are literally just starting right at the beginning of your podcasting journey. Now, there is a free podcasting tutorial that I have, which you can check out too. It's at freepodcastingtutorial.com. However, I will say that this course has already had over 160 students go through it, and they are raving about it. It's currently going through a program with a beta group or founding group just to make sure it's great, but it's going to be released again later this year, only to those people who know about it, and that's why I'm telling you now. So sign up for the waitlist, poweruppodcasting.com. I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, here's a quote by Frank Capra. A hunch is creativity trying to tell you something. Cool. Love you guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.